It's been several years since the dot-com boom, but Silicon Valley's Brain Trust is still cranking out new ideas. Its latest creation is slightly less technical and more musical. Reporter Jason Margolis from member station KQED profiles Geek Rhythms. It's the first album by local engineer/lyricist Rajiv Bajaj.
The lyrics are edgy and in your face. My brain has more muscles than most dudes in gym do. I'm an engineer. Respect my mind. Okay, so it's not that provocative, but throw in a few beats and a cool hip-hop riff, and then...
Yo, my education was tough. Maths, physics, gram, lot of it I gotta do. Yo, my brain's got more muscle than your gym dudes. I was a high school geek. I like maths to be free.
I think being a geek is cool in itself, and being smart is its own reward.
Rajiv Bajaj is the brain behind Geek Rhythms. He came up with the idea to fuse hip-hop and rap with math and engineering, put a little swagger behind science and technology.
I'm an engineer.
I wanted the image of a person who's singing it should be that of a person who's very self-assured, maybe to the extent he's a little cocky about being smart and having a knowledge.
Originally from Delhi, the 39-year-old Bajaj has a PhD in chemical engineering and is now CEO of his own small engineering firm in Silicon Valley. He's also a self-professed geek.
My definition of geek is a person very single-mindedly focused into his activities to the exclusion of being able to be socially interactive.
Enjoy the ride.
Bajaj invested about $15,000 into his album Geek Rhythms. It's sold about 700 CDs so far. He wrote all the lyrics and selected a college engineering student from India to do the rapping. The debut album has four songs about the cool things engineers can do, like building planes or motorcycles. Bajaj says he wants to market his album to engineers and college and high school students to get them excited about math and science. So we decided to test it out at Gateway High School in San Francisco.
Y is greater than X plus 5.
This is Mr. Diamond's math class. His students welcome the distraction to give their reviews of Geek Rhythms. There were more thumbs down than up, like freshman Christina Louie.
I don't really like it. I mean, I know this person had like good intentions in trying to make people learn and stuff, but it's boring.
Senior Jared Grayson, an aspiring engineer himself, disagrees.
I think it's pretty cool that he's trying to send a positive message about engineering and everything like that. I like the beat on this one. It was quite interesting.
Interesting, maybe, but senior David Chia has a suggestion.
I think it'd catch more attention if you got like a bigger name. And if I heard Snoop get on that beat right there, I mean, I would be bumping that. Same with other people, too.
Okay, they're just kids. What do the experts have to say?
That's about average. Not terrible, not great.
Josh Dulock is the hip-hop editor of the reference book Music Hound R&B, The Essential Album Guide. He says he was impressed with the sound, but the lyrics are problematic.
Execution is pretty good, but I don't see it becoming a hit on urban radio and in the streets and in the clubs and at parties, except those parties may be thrown by engineers themselves. Could definitely see it becoming a cult hit in that group.
Still, Bajaj has big ambitions for his project. He's hoping it will catch on, and eventually he can sign a big name to rap about computer chips and semiconductors.
Where a message coming out of one hip-hop album that's pursuing a good higher education is cool.
And his ideal artist?
Eminem, without a doubt.
Bajaj says he has not yet tried contacting the musician's record label. For NPR News, I'm Jason Margolis in San Francisco.
Day-to-day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.